to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
We are back in Porter County at Valparaiso High School on a very, very cold February night where the Vikings got hot in the third quarter and have taken a 51-43 lead. Valpo starting the fourth quarter. Here's Steve Helm down the baseline, stumbles. Steve had a big third quarter with 12 points for Valparaiso. They're out with Evan Wall, Steve Helm, Brandon Newman, the freshman, Connor Tenhove, and I believe Patrick Kelly is in the game. Here comes Walls, a 15-foot fadeaway off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Blake Bonin has it, going to run out for Crown Point. Oh, good steal by Walls, but it was off the leg of Helm, out of bounds to Crown Point.
Nice job by Evan Walls, however, to poke check it away and deflect the ball away from Blake Bonin.
I think I said Kelly was in the game. No, Patrick Harris is in. Here comes Kelly back in. He's going to replace Brandon Newman. Brandon Newman, a freshman, I guess they're just trying to initiate the varsity basketball a little bit by giving him a few minutes here and there. Crown Point starting the fourth quarter with Dominic Tomic, Blake Bonin, Sasha Stefanovic, Grant Galen, and Andrew Canelli. Oh, stealing the inbounds pass by Walls. That's the fourth turnover for Crown Point in this half. Left side Helm. Left corner, that's Harris. He's going to kick it back out. Harris hasn't looked at the basket all night. He's clearly not a shooter. 51-43 with 7:10 to go. Steve Helm. Ball very safe for Valpo when Helm has it in his hands. Crossover, dribble, Tomic shuts him off. Kicks it back out to Kelly. And the Vikings a little more patient this time, as they should be, with an 8-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the game. Here's Kelly out near the timeline, holding the ball. Right-hand dribble, slides it to the right side to Walls. Walls near the student section, near the sidelines on the far side of the gym. Back out to Helm at the top of the key. Helm against Tomic. Tomic has three fouls, and I think he's picked all three of them up against Helm. But the Vikings much more patient on this possession than I think they have been at any possession other than the end of a quarter possession all night. Top of the key to Walls. Down low to Tenham. He was surprised to get it, but he bobbles and gets it back. Patrick Kelly for three around the rim, no good. And the rebound by Sasha Better. Ooh, he kind of threw an elbow there. Sasha Better be careful. Crown Point brings it up. Oh, it's a quick pass down. That was a very low percentage pass. They say it was deflected out of bounds, and that's a break for Crown Point. Because I'm not sure that ball was touched at all. That should have been another turnover. But Crown Point will have the ball, 6:18 to go. They're down eight. Here comes Jay Basaki back in the game, and Blake Harris is out. And I believe Valparaiso has their starting lineup back in the game. Bonin trying to inbound to Stefanovic. Has the ball knocked away by Basaki. Here comes Valparaiso the other way. 3-on-2. Walls has a 10-footer. Leans in. Banks it around. Missed it. Out of bounds to Valparaiso. Oh, an relatively easy shot. No shot is easy in traffic like that. But Evan Walls had a 5-foot shot, and he missed the bank shot there.
We have definitely seen a lot of action down low. It hasn't been much of the outside presence as far as both teams, especially Crown Point.
Here comes Tommy Sanborn in the game. And that, I think, will move Tomic to the point guard position. Here's Helm down low against Canelli. Brings it back out. In the lane to Tenhove. Connor puts it up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Andrew Canelli of Crown Point has the rebound. That's the third shot Valparaiso has had up eight that they've missed. Here's Galen for 25-footer off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Stefanovic, and he lays it up and in. Boy, the Vikings had some trouble blocking out in the backboards tonight. A few easy shots have been able to keep Crown Point in the game. Here's Evan Walls with a left-hand dribble. Steve Helm on the left wing, around the pick, into the lane, gets bumped back out by Tomic. Patrick Kelly near the sideline, now to the top of the key. Kelly left-hand dribble, and the Vikings being patient with 5:20 to go. Ooh, pass inside to Basaki, and a foul by Stefanovic. Good pass by Kelly inside creates the foul.
A lot of intensity down low underneath the basket in this game.
Jay Basaki, a 6'4 junior, will go to the line. He will shoot two.
Also, get a good credit to Sasha Stefanovic. Has done a good job staying out of foul trouble. First foul for Sasha tonight.
Both these teams 5-4-1 in Dueling Conference play. Free shot by Basaki. The right-hander puts it up, and it's in. And the lead is 7. Valparaiso's losses to Lowell, who's having a great year. Bedford, North Lawrence, Hamilton Heights, Fort Wayne North, and Merrillville. Second shot, no good. Ball kicked out of bounds, and it'll go to Crown Point. You Crown Point fans know the Bulldog losses are to Lafayette Jeff, Warren Central, Pike, Lawrence North, Michigan City, Griffith, and East Chicago. Both teams with just one league loss. So the loser tonight is not going to win the Dueling Conference Championship. The winner won't necessarily get it, but the loser won't get it anything. Good pass by Tommy Sanborn down low to Andrew Connelly for the layup, and it's 52-47. And Sanborn's contributed a little bit here in his time in. Didn't play the first three quarters, gets in the fourth quarter. Drive by Evan Walls, missed the layup again. And Connelly with the ball for Crown Point. Bulldogs run it up the floor. Tomich gets shut off by Kelly. It's going to be a foul on Patrick Kelly of Valparaiso. And if the Vikings do not win this game, they will remember this 4 or 5 minute stretch where they had a lot of shots. They had chances to put Crown Point down double digits and have not been able to do it. That's just the 16th foul on Valparaiso. After this, both teams are in the penalty. Here's Thomas on the left wing. Now to the top of the key. Right side, Galen against Tenhove. Tenhove, the center, has been able to stay with Grant Galen. Here's a steal by Walls. Fires it back in bounds. It's deflected. Patrick Kelly runs away from the Vikings. Lays it up around. No good. He missed it. Rebound by Helmy. Lays it in. And Crown Point's going to call a timeout. They've got a little sloppy with the basketball in the last possession. 54-47. Valpo with the lead. 4:28 to go on USA365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
And we're hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Basketball on Internet Radio USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dave Woodward, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite basketball fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Basketball, live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
We are back at Valparaiso, where the Vikings lead Crown Point 54-47, 4:28 to go in the game. The sectional coming up next month, I think it actually starts at the end of this month. I'm not sure what the dates are. But it will be, hang in there. It will be at Crown Point. It will be at Crown Point. And it's changed a little because it will no longer include LaPorte. It's a 7-team sectional. Maryville, Valparaiso, Crown Point, Chester, New Michigan City, Portage, and Hobart are the 7 teams in the Crown Point sectional, where these two teams could meet again. Here comes Dominic Tomich into the front court, kind of pushed off on Kelly there with the left hand. Here's Tomich again, left hand dribble, spins into the lane. Down low, Canelli, got real good position. He lays it up around and out. Missed an easy one. It was a short one. It wasn't an easy shot. Rebound by Walls. He's fouled in the backcourt by Grant Galen. Yeah, to call that an easy shot would be misleading you. He was right under the basket, but it was contested, and he was throwing it up with his offhand, and he just missed it.
Third foul on the part of Grant.
Here's Evan Walls going to the line to shoot 1-1. Everybody shoots every foul the rest of the way. Evan's right-hand shot is good. Evan Walls with 7 in this half and 9 in the game, and it's 55-47. Evan again. This one's good. Biggest lead of the game for Valparaiso. 56-49 with 4 minutes left. Here's Galen on the left, at the top of the key on the left wing. That is Tommy Sanborn with a 15-footer. No good. Connelly with the rebound. Bobbles it. That, and Walls again. Walls is everywhere all of a sudden. He gets a key rebound there. 56-47. 3:45 left. Boy, a basket here, and the Vikings are going to start feeling like winners. Here's Kelly on the left wing. Down low, that's Tenhove underneath, lays it up and in. Good pass to the baseline, and Helm fed Tenhove, he lays it in. Now the lead 11, 58-47, and the Bulldogs in trouble. Here's Tomich, Stefanovic on the right wing. Drives the lane, has it knocked away by Patrick Kelly, and a steal by Patrick Kelly of Valparaiso, and it's traveling. Oh, good job by Galen. He jumped in front of Kelly to take the charge, and instead of running into him, Patrick traveled with the ball, and the Crown Point will get it back.
There's some contact at Helm. Wasn't sure if a foul was going to be called offensively, but a travel it is.
And the Valparaiso defense has shut off Crown Point here in the second half. They have, I want to say, 17 points in the entire second half. Dominic Tomich on the right wing. Here's Bonin, who's sat for the last couple of minutes. Tomic on the left side. Down low to Connelly. Left corner, Tomic. Dribbles with the right hand. Looking back for Connelly. He's covered up by Tinhove. Yeah, gets it to him. Leans in. And they're going to call a foul on Tinhove, the senior center of Valparaiso. Looked like a good block by Jay Basaki over the top, but they called the foul down low on the senior center.
First foul to counter Tinhove tonight.
Keneally's done a good job. He has 11 tonight. And they need these two here because they're down 11 with 2:57 left. Free throw, around it out. Not been a good night for Crown Point free throw shooting either.
11 points is the largest lead of the night for Valparaiso. For Everton,
Bulldogs are a top three-point shooting team, so they can get back in games quickly, but they got to get started, and it's getting late. Second free throw, good, a 10-point lead. Here's a trapping press for Crown Point. Steve Helm at the timeline, dribbles into the lane, passes deflected. Patrick Kelly gets and dribbles it back out. Good job by Kelly, because he could have thrown a shot up there, but he didn't. He pulled it back out with 2:45 to go, and Valpo leading by 10. Here's Evan Walls with the right-hand dribble, and the key for Valpo now is to take time off the clock. Right side to Helm. And Bonin fouls him, runs into him, and they were going to have to do that eventually anyway. That's going to put Steve Helm on the line. He'll shoot 1-1.
And Helm with 19 points in this game. Valparaiso marked 9-0 here at home. And Crown Point, a different team away from Crown Point, where they've been 9-1 this season. But Crown Point, we mentioned earlier, road games and neutral site games, 3-6.
Well, they've played very few home games. But to be absolutely honest, this is going to be as few home games as they're going to play in many years. Steve Helm, the free throw, good. I guess they'll make up for it in the section. At least they hope to. They hope to play three times. Steve Helm has been a big factor here in the second half. If he knocks this one down, he'll have 21 in the game and 16 in this half. And here's the biggest lead of the game for Valparaiso, 60-48 with 2:23 to go. Tomic into the lane, five-footer is good. Dominic Tomic to the jump side, a quick timeout by Crown Point. 60-50 for Valparaiso. You're looking at the rest of the Crown Point schedule. After tonight, they have Lake Central next Friday night. Morton will come up a week from Saturday, a week from tomorrow. And then Lowell, a Tuesday night, the final Tuesday night of the season. And that's going to be a very interesting game. That's always a big rivalry game, Crown Point and Lowell on the 26th. But this year, Lowell has a record of 15-4. Lowell has beaten Valparaiso. They have beaten East Chicago. Didn't beat Miraville. Beat Munster. Didn't beat Griffith. Of course, they were number one in the state when they played them. But it's the best season for Lowell basketball in many years. So the Crown Point Lowell game is going to be a big one.
Don't necessarily think of Lowell as being dominant basketball programs, unlike football.
Don't know how Miraville's doing tonight, but it looks like Valparaiso and possibly Miraville are going to be tied for the lead in the Dunlin Conference with 1 week to go. Crown Point a little off offensively tonight, and I think you have to give credit to the Viking defense. When I first saw the Valpo center Tinhove guarding Grant Galen, I said, well, he can't do that all night. Well, he actually has. Galen has 11, and the Vikings can live with that because he is capable of 20-point games. Sasha Stefanovic scored 13 in the first half, but only 2 in this half. Crown Point's going to press full court, but the Viking lead is 10 with 2:25 to go. Here's the inbound pass to Walls in the backcourt. He's double-teamed. Here's Basaki, still in the backcourt, deep in the backcourt, and he traveled. Good pressure by Connelly and Blake Bonin. They forced the travel, so the Bulldogs are still alive with 2:19 left.
Especially Andrew Connelly, who forced the travel.
First Valpo turnover of the fourth quarter. Here's Stefanovic. You don't feel the Bulldogs are in the game right now, but if they hit a three, all of a sudden you'd feel like it. Jim is actually very quiet for a rivalry game with about 1,000 people here in the final minutes. Here's Stefanovic on the right wing. Drives the lane, scoops, lays it up, banks around, no good. And the foul, he'll go to the line to shoot two. Sasha does that thing they do in the NBA where he dribbles down the lane, cucks the ball and next to his stomach, which almost invites the ref to call traveling on you. But it's a move that, I don't want to sound like some 70 years old, it's a move that the kids get away with now. And Stefanovic will go to the line to shoot two. First one is good.
The NBA has their All-Star Weekend, speaking of which, this weekend.
Yeah, I always thought that Eurostep thing is traveling. Or when you see a player take the ball behind their back on the dribble and lay it up, I would bet money that's traveling. But they let it go in the NBA. I guarantee you they wouldn't let it go in high school. Both free throws are in there. And here is Zach Stewart in the game. Full court pressure by Crown Point. They're down just eight. Here's Evan Wall's got to get it over the timeline, and he does. But the Vikings don't want to shoot. Oh, Tinoff goes to the basket.
Wow.
Right there. That surprised me a little bit. Because if you score two, here's a steal by Steve Elliott. They can't kick the ball, and the ball will go to Crown Point. The problem with scoring if you're Valparaiso is Crown Point can come to the other end and get three. If you hold the ball, there's nothing they can do. 1:47 left. The lead is 10. Here comes Stewart out of the game and Blake Bonin back in. They're doing Coach Glinson doing offensive and defensive substitutions here in the final 2 minutes. Here comes Tomic. Drives the lane and a foul on Patrick Kelly about 25 feet from the basket. And there's one that, and Valpo can live with that because that's only two shots. The only way they can lose to the Bulldogs now is if they give up some threes. Tomic, the blonde 5 foot, 6 foot junior guard. Bulldogs need everyone they can get right now with 1:44 left. And again, the gym unusually quiet for a rivalry game like this. It's like the folks have had a hard Friday at work, and they're happy to be here.
Nicely,
good.
Nicely packed, too, here tonight.
Tomic's first shot is good. Yeah, it probably does not sound like it to those of you listening at home, but again, 800 to 1,000 people here, something like that. Second shot of the year, around and out. Battle for the rebound. Vasaki has it for the Vikings. The lead is 9, 1:40 left. Helm is trapped in the backcourt. Got to get it over the timeline. Still trapped. Here's Kelly. Oh, almost fouled, but behind to get it across the timeline. Vasaki in the front court and fouled by Kennelly. He'll go to the line to shoot 1-1.
Yeah, right now you got a foul on almost every single Valparaiso possession.
Yeah, you might as well not wait. They're not in the double bonus yet. They will be soon. But, yeah, you want to get the ball back to get that three ball in the air.
Kennelly called for his first.
What the Vikings have been able to do is that they've limited the number of threes Crown Point has taken tonight. They haven't made a lot, but they've led the first shot. No good by Vasaki. Crown Point has seven three-point baskets. But I would guess they've taken 20. And there are games where they take 25 or 30, especially if they're really rolling. Second shot of the year, Vasaki. Jay's shot is good, and it's 63-53. Vikings doing a good job of not giving Crown Point looks from the three-point line. Here's Bonin, top of the key to Stefanovic against Helm. And Crown Point's really is too patient right now. Tomic, three from the right wing, no good. And the rebound by Evan Walls. If they give him the front court, there's a foul by Stefanovic, and that may do it with 1:16 left. The Bulldogs had an open shot there.
Nobody quite leaving the gym at this point. You don't see people starting to leave.
Good job defensively by Valparaiso tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Because the Bulldogs were down 18-12 early. 18 points in the second quarter, but really have been slowed since then. Evan Walls, free throw good. He has 9 in this half and 11 in the game. 64-53. Valpo isn't even on the foul line now. So free throw is in the air, in and out. Here's Kennelly with the rebound for Crown Point. The Bulldogs run the other way, and they've got to get some shots up quickly. There's only a minute left. Grant Galen for a three, no good. Battle for rebound, batted out of bounds by Kennelly, and it'll go to Valparaiso. And the Vikings are going to defend the home court. Again, they've lost, as Frank was telling you, they lost on the road at Lowell, on the road at Maryville. And they lost three times in a holiday tournament, which I believe was at Bedford North Lawrence. They have not lost a home game all year, and they're not going to lose a home game tonight. And in fact, this is the home finale, so they're going to go undefeated at home this season. Vasaki trying to inbound the ball, and I think it's a five-second violation. Unless Valpo called a timeout, and they did. 1:05 to go in the game. Let's take our final break here on USA365.com.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Kroll to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, All the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
You're listening to Crown High School Bulldogs basketball live on internet radios, USA-365.com.
Back at Valparaiso High School where the Vikings lead Crown Point 64-53 with 105 left. Tomorrow, a lot of Crown Point Bulldog wrestlers will be taking part in the East Chicago Semi-State. Semi-State Wrestling has moved from Maryville to East Chicago this year. And the Vikings, the Vikings have a few boys there too, but Crown Point won the regional. And I wanted to say that this is Coach Scott Vlink's last year after, I'm going to guess, 37 years as the Valpo head coach. And sure would like to see him get a lot of boys downstate in his final season. His inbound pass stolen by Galen. Shoots a fadeaway three in the air. Will miss everything. Dominic Tomich has the ball. Again, they're running back to the three-point line. Three in the air again. No good. Galen has it again. He runs to the three-point line. Stefanovic for three, and it's no good. And Galen with the rebound, and they're going to say he fouled. Galen got a rebound. Got two. Tomich got a rebound, and you had the really odd sight of boys getting the ball right under the basket, and instead of just laying it up, running to the three-point line to shoot a three. That's new age stuff. Yeah, so older folks who watch basketball like myself a long time find that very odd to see people passing up layups so they can shoot threes. 64-53, 50 seconds left. Kind of a slow and tortured end to this game. The Vikings are going to get out of here with a win. And they will be happy to finish their home season undefeated. Crown Point's going to drop to 12-8 on the year. If they meet again, it will be at the Crown Point sectional next month. Second shot in the air by Walls is good. Evan has 12. And here comes Crown Point up. Down 13, 66-53. Stefanovic into the lane. His pass is deflected out of bounds. A real good defense by the Vikings on the interior. They were giving up some uncontested layups, backdoor layups in the first half. They are not giving them up now. They did not. They tightened that up at halftime. Good job by the Vikings defensively. Inbounds to Stefanovic. Lays it up. Oh, missed an easy one there. Steve Helm with the rebound. And now the clock's going to start ticking. I think Crumwood's going to stop fouling. 30 seconds to go in the game, and you can hear the Valpo crowd start to cheer. Vikings holding the ball. Crown Point letting them do it. We're inside 20 seconds. And the Viking fans seeing their team play on the home court for the last time are seeing them go away winners. Look at Steve Helm goes over near the student section to celebrate with them. We have 10 seconds left, and our game has come to an end. Because the Crown Point's not going to foul and Valpo's not going to shoot. Fans saluting the Bulldogs as they leave. And Valparaiso wins with a nice strong second half, especially defensively, 66-53. Well, that's it. We'll check all the scores of region games, especially that Maryville score, to see if the Pirates are tied with Valparaiso at the top of the Dunlane Conference or if Valpo is in first place all by themselves. We'll have all the scores of all the games. The Vikings get revenge, if you want to put it that way, for the sectional quarterfinal game last year where Crown Point knocked them out. Tonight, it's not like that. Valparaiso, sick with a big second half by Steve Helm. They beat Crown Point 66-53. You stay tuned. All the scores, all the details, all the highlights, and all the statistics are next. The Scoreboard Show is next on USA365.com.
Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Indiana high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
In Northwest Indiana, we like to play hard and work hard, but sometimes an injury can also be hard. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help. They work to provide the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible, returning the injured back into the game with a previous level of function and mobility. Whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, the team of physicians at Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to serve with offices at St. John, Lowell, and Crown Point. Learn more by calling 219-661-8661 or go online to glorthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lindquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So we invite basketball fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lindquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
And we're hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Basketball on Internet Radio USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dave Woodward, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite basketball fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.